several this season, which usually is the month of August and the early part of September and late July. We're finding grows, I would say, almost daily.
Washington State Patrol Lieutenant Mark Brogan was out in the field seizing marijuana plants near Goldendale when I spoke with him. This is one of the most recent illegal sites he and his team have found, and as of Friday, investigation was ongoing. Brogan works on the cannabis eradication team through the patrol.
A criminal will always take the path of least resistance, and if it's easier to jump over the border into Idaho because we've been doing it so long and we're actually eradicating and stymieing their efforts, it makes sense for them to go into another state.
That's where Idaho comes in. Drug Enforcement Administration agent Jody Underwood points out that Idaho has had remarkable dips in their illegal seizures in recent years, but not this year. In 2009, law enforcement found nearly 78,000 plants. In 2010, that was down to 22,000. And last year, a meager 786 pot plants. This year, enforcement have pulled up nearly 60,000 plants, and it's only September.
Keep in mind that they're always changing. So, you know, tomorrow they could go up quite a bit or a little bit. Just every day they're a little bit different.
She also says they expected a later season because of weather this year, so more big busts could be on the way. Brogan says farmers are getting a bit more creative. A lot of these farms won't resemble the vast green marijuana fields you see in movies. Growers are sneaking into perfectly legal cornfields and planting pot there.
What these people will do is they'll go in and plant deep in the farmer's cornfield where, until harvest, nobody would go into that part of the cornfield, if that makes sense. It gets watered, it gets fertilized automatically through the big water wheels.
He says they might find several thousand plants in one cornfield. The most pot-producing state continues to be California. When law enforcement started seeing drops in plant seizures there, they created a new eradication team to scout out nearby states where farmers may have moved. Operation Mountain Sweep began this summer across seven states, including Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. So far, authorities have eradicated nearly 580,000 illegal pot plants from public lands. That's $1 billion on the street. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.